It's always a privilege when I get to talk to the, we're going to work on the description here. We know he's Dr. J. Kevin Dorsey, but let's start there. Good morning, Dr. Dorsey. How are you this morning, sir?
Morning, Tom. I'm doing well.
I was just kind of being facetious this morning. I say, you know, your business card is about the size of a license plate. And Robert says, yeah, on the front and back. So let me get this right. Interim chancellor, interim president?
Well, I guess I'd call it interim president and acting chancellor. I think we need to get one or both of those slots filled as quickly as we can.
And that was the discussion at the Board of Trustees on Friday, and that is beginning to search. Where do you start?
Well, the way I think the board looked at it is the first order of business is to get an interim chancellor, because I can't wear two hats and do either of them justice. So we work on that and then work to find a permanent president. Now, that'll take a national search and a pretty fair amount of time. I would guess the order of 6 to 12 months. After a permanent president is seated, then I think we can begin the search for a permanent chancellor.
Now, when you come up to the pressure that's on with SIU, you know, fix enrollment, grow the university, regain that lost territory, these timescales kind of bother me that we have to take so long to get these done. How about yourself?
Well, it is what it is. I think what we want to get are we want to get the best folks possible, and those people are employed and usually in jobs that they like, and so it takes time. But, you know, Tom, one thing, coming back to enrollment for just a second here, that's not a quick fix. The birth rate across the country is down, and the number of high school graduates is significantly lower than it was a decade or two ago. And so everybody's trying to capture the same smaller pool of students.
Yeah, that competition isn't something to shuffle off either.
No, it's not. And, you know, everybody wants to show off their best. And so I think we've got things to offer. I think we're competitive. We just have to get out there and do it.
You know, it's interesting because there's a politic to this that sometimes eludes people. And I read this in Associated Press yesterday afternoon saying, look, the person who takes the chancellor job, chances are, is not going to be the one of the people who is trying to keep it long term. That really there's something that in the basic business community you don't, I think, always look at in the same way as you do when it comes to academics. And I think that highlights that. We want somebody to hold the place that does good while we go in out and look for the permanent person, and chances are that's not the same person.
Yeah, that's correct. I think we want an experienced, seasoned person who can come in and provide stable leadership to the campus, continue the reorganization process, but not someone who's going to be trying to second-guess whether this will get them the permanent job.
And you've also got the seeming commitment on the part of SIU to be able to say, let's stick with Carlo Montemagno's plan, and you're saying, we want you to come in and fix it, but we're going to do this other guy's plan. Is that a conflict? How do you resolve that?
Well, I don't think it's a conflict if it's what the campus feels is the direction to go, and if it makes sense and is logical. There's no doubt that we've got to do some reorganization to streamline and to synergize, to put units close to one another so that they can take advantage of each other's strengths and make the whole, if you will, greater than the sum of its parts. If the campus is fragmented, then it can be challenging to create something good, big, futuristic, et cetera.
One of the items that we're talking about this morning is search firms and what has to go into that. And very often, I think people get sticker shock when they see this, and especially when we just have done one for Carlo Montemagno. What about how much we pay and what do they do when it comes to a search firm?
Well, the going rate tends to be a third of the person's salary when they're hired. And these firms basically all look alike and work very similarly. They're constantly connected with universities or industries around the country, looking for emerging leaders. They build a portfolio, and then when a position opens up that looks like it might be a good fit, they contact the candidates that they feel are suitable and try to resource them for the university.
When I spoke with you the very first time, within the first 2-3 minutes of our conversation in its beginnings, I ask you what your job is, and you say, and I didn't expect it, to make this job look attractive to the next person who wants it or may not want it, but so that they understand it. But you came out point blank, says part of my job is to make this look attractive.
Right. I mean, the university had gotten the press releases were just talked about the confrontation between and the disturbance regarding the campus, the president, the board of trustees, all of the above. And I think we need to get back to the position where the entire university is pulling in the same direction. We exist really to educate and support the people of the roughly the southern third of the state. I think that's why we were created in the beginning, and that's our mission.
And what's interesting, because the more I sit and I thought about your comment, because sometimes if you listen to someone closely enough, you realize there's a second or third order of effect. And I felt there was after I listened back to your comments. Making it look attractive also serves the purpose of enrollment and public perception and parents' perceptions, who play such a role in whether one person's going to another. If you accomplish one, I think you accomplish the other.
Yeah, I agree with that. Infighting doesn't do anybody any good. So, and we've got to do more than just look good at a distance. I mean, we have to be good.
And you know what? That perception is another thing altogether. I was just talking to Dr. Ron House, John A. Logan College, last, I believe it was Thursday, and we were talking about a friend of mine who was at the SIU Foundation for many years, Professor George Mace. And one day he says, look, every time that something goes wrong or good at SIU, I look at my diploma as a piece of stock. And that when things go well at SIU, the stock value of my diploma goes up. Things don't go well, then the stock value of my diploma goes down. Never thought of it until he told me that and explained it to me.
Yeah, not a bad metaphor.
When you realize that, you begin to realize you affect anybody and everybody that's ever come through the university, and I think that's pretty interesting. But I also think other people realize that, and that's why you are seeing people rally around SIU in a very fundamental way, not only athletics, which people rally around easy because you get the score and you can go yay rah, but academically I see people do that. One of the people I see doing that now is SIH, who seem to be taking extra time and attention to help do what they can to support SIU, and I have the sneaking suspicion they're not the only ones.
No, I mean, I really appreciate the community stepping forward and wanting to help out. I mean, everybody's got a dog in this fight, if you will. Everybody's livelihood is interconnected here, and the university is a huge economic driver for that part of the state. So it matters, and healthcare is a big driver as well. And so if the two can synergize and work together, it helps everybody. It's the rising tide lifting all boats story.
But don't you, at some point, there's always a certain percentage that makes life difficult one way or another. I don't know if they have their role to play. I often think about criticism has a role, especially in academics. I was wondering, what's your thoughts, though? I mean, trying to get everybody going in one direction in such a diverse community has got to be a challenge. I mean, it got to be a team effort.
Oh, clearly. And I think everybody's opinion is valued and help. That's why diversity makes groups, organizations, teams stronger. But I think if we can do it without throwing darts at each other, I think everybody will be better off.
So we have to continue to do the work of business, and you've got to be spread thin. And I would assume you've got some great people supporting you, but still you've got the mission statement to be able to continue to drive and be able to address that. So, but am I incorrect? You've got a great group of people surrounding you, or you wouldn't be able to get this all done.
No, I clearly do. You know, there was a story, or it was quoted, that I had discussed with Chancellor Montemagno, what if something bad happens? And he was very confident that his staff on the Carbondale campus would keep things moving in the right direction. And I think we've seen that to be the case. The provost, Mira Komaraju, and her staff, the deans, the chancellor's cabinet, they've done a great job under trying circumstances, and I'm very grateful for their help.
Last week, I was reading the Associated Press report of the University of Illinois wanting a funding increase from the state of Illinois. The admission is asking the Board of Trustees to ask the state. I think it was $694 million, 16% increase, I think. And when I read deeper into it, they quote back, and I believe it was 2016, 2015, that they had missed out on $24 million in funding or something along that line, which seems low when you're asking for $694. But what they were saying is, the past funding that we never received, we want it now. Will SIU follow a similar path?
Boy, that's a tough question. I don't know really where to go with it. I think, you know, I think we're back about $160 million that we have coming to us over the years, and I think we certainly have to recoup a lot of that if we're to keep going. Deferred maintenance is a big deal. I think, you know, when I was dean of the medical school, we were grateful if our budgets were only cut by a couple percent. I mean, but that a couple percent here, a couple percent there, after years of that, you're in a significant hole and you're potentially not what you used to be. So we're asking, I think we'd like about a 10% increase, and that would get us back on the road to becoming whole again.
And it appears an administration is coming into place in January that supports that train of thought.
Yeah, that's what I've been led to believe, that the governor-elect is supportive of education in general, the universities in particular, and we're very hopeful that we can get back on solid footing.
I hate to end the interview this way, but what's been the effect of loss of Carlo Montemagno?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably on multiple levels, emotional for one, the loss of any leader, especially unexpectedly, that takes a toll and catches everybody a bit unprepared. I think the momentum with getting the campus together behind the reorganization, this cannot be the vision of a single individual. You know, my definition of a leader is one who has followers, and I think he had started to accumulate a significant mass of followers, and I think what we have to do is show the necessity and the logic of his vision and continue tweaking it to make it work for as many in the university as we possibly can.
Dr. J. Kevin Dorsey, which, by the way, speaking of people who are leaders and have contributed to the university, the Charles Helleny tip-off is tonight at the SIU Arena. So keep that in mind tonight. And Charles Helleny is a big supporter of SIU, and it's so nice to see his name on an event like that. And I'm looking forward already to our next conversation, because there were a bunch of things that I wanted to talk to you about, but I know you've got a busy day. But you referenced it, and that's healthcare and the new relationship that seems to be growing between those communities. But we'll save that for next time. Dr. Dorsey, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time on a busy day.
Okay, Tom, glad to do it.